Hello, I'm Northwest Now associate producer Chris Anderson here with a quick audio preview of what you'll be seeing on this Friday's show.
My grandfather, World War II veteran, called me up and goes, you know, Sean, I know you're going through a lot. And he told me what the military had done for him as a young man and all that. And so it really was just kind of like, again, my aha moment. And then like many veterans, I had this, you know, idea in my mind, like, oh, I'm going to get out, get like $100,000 a year, and life's going to be sweet. And then I got out and I was like, oh, this is nothing at all what I thought. And so I faced a lot of trials and tribulations and homelessness and things like that too. Now I'm the president and CEO of my own company.
He's a veteran who's experienced some of the problems that many who have served face once their time in the military has ended, including homelessness. Now he's head of Nine Line Veteran Services, helping others who have served. On this edition of Northwest Now, we'll sit down with Sean Dernan, who told Workforce Central about how he became head of his organization.
Director of the Washington State Department of Veteran Affairs, who gave me my first foot in the door, right? So I started working with veterans and their families, helping them with benefits, education, things like that, to the point where I took as much as I could from that realm, that peer support concept, working with veterans as a veteran, and that labor of love grew to what you're seeing today.
In our discussion, we'll talk about how Nine Line is helping local veterans deal with recent cuts from the Trump administration. You can see our entire interview with Sean Dernan Friday night at 7:30, only on KBTC.